I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Welcome to Gorgeous Greasy Problems. To listen, press 1. To cancel, press 2. To subscribe and send $500 million, press 3.
3.
You have selected 3. Thank you.
That's all right.
Would you like to make an ongoing contribution?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. You now owe all of your money to Tanya and Molly.
Okay.
Hey, sup?
Hey, Tanya. That was really... Hey. I got a bit confused because, like, I don't know where you... You were just not there for a moment and Siri was there instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what? No, I hate when that happens. I hate when I turn into Siri.
That's actually the worst. Like, oh, don't you hate it when you're just, like frolicking down the street and, like, you literally just turn into Siri?
Yeah. But do you, so like, annoying. Do that voice on, like, a daily basis?
The Siri voice?
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh.
I do this voice. I do the Australian, like, female presenter voice.
Yeah, go on. Give it to us.
It looks like downtown there is a person down by the car.
Wait, that's give really me good. Give me something to say that's not that. What's, like, a news sentence?
Rising housing costs of living.
It is a struggle. Out here, houses are rising. It is something to be ignored.
I honestly have no idea what I'm saying, but
that's
like...
That's really good.
Thank you so much. In the time it took for me to get here, more than 30 people have been hit by this crisis.
Oh, is that good? That,
yeah, that's really good. You know what's another fun sound voice that I like to do?
Which one?
I want to say it's the Service New South Wales one. I think when she's like, ticket 1,
ooh.
7, 6, ticket 11, ticket. And she just says ticket like that. It's really
that's
like obnoxious.
That's really good. I Thank can do, you. If you're listening internationally, you won't know what we're talking about and that's okay. But on the trains in Sydney, there's the lady who presents the...
Yep, yep.
The trains.
Yeah, give it to us.
Next stop, Town Hall, then Wynyard, Martin Place, the next one after that, and Central.
Yeah.
And I think that was mid.
Doors closing. Please stand clear. Sorry, peeking.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce a little new segment that we have. Hands up, listeners, if you're dumb. Okay, we all put our hands up, but literally...
I put my hand up.
I put my hair back and forth.
I broke your shit.
No.
It's like that.
I broke your
shit. Okay, our producer Jess has a little, like, poo emoji figurine, and I just ripped its eye off. Anyway.
It was kind of camp. But we do have a new segment, which is a new word of the day.
Da-da-da-da-da!
I'm loving vocabulary. But basically... Tanya and I had a chat and we want to get more smart.
Yeah. We want to get smart, sir.
We want to get more smart-ish.
Smart-ish.
Like we're like not very smarter.
Should we do like a drum roll? Oh, so our producer Jess is going to reveal the word of the day and then we have to use this word in the podcast episode.
Well, first of all, we have to try and figure out what we think it means. Oh, we have to have a guess and then we have to read it out.
Yeah.
And then we have to try and use it when we're discussing one of the problems someone has.
Yeah.
All and right. then at the end, Jess is going to tell us what it actually means.
All right, drum roll.
What the hell?
I can't even fucking read that.
Absquatulate.
Absquatch.
Absquatulate.
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 Absquatulate. Absquatulate. I'm not wearing my glasses.
I have literally no idea.
I'm going to say it's when you crush something difficult into just giving its most absolute given form. So you just make it like obvious. Obvious would be the synonym. So absquatulate the situation. Let's not be wrong about this. It's apples and oranges.
Okay. Right?
That's fucking smart, bro. I'm good at this.
I think absquatulate means to put someone down.
Mm. So a synonym would be
like
to bully.
So to absquatulate, I think. Sure. I mean, I'm looking at Jess for an answer and she's just not going to give it to me, but she knows the answer because she picked the word. So absquatulate.
Okay. So to whoever has sent in their problem today, we're going to absquatulate the frick out of your problem.
Wait, so you think it means
to like, be obvious about something, to be clear about something.
So you think it means to be clear about something. I think absquatulate means to put someone down. So I'm going to try and use it in that context and you try and use it in the context that you think it means.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Tanya, what's your ick of the week? Dull? Dull?
All right. Say you're talking to someone.
Can I just interrupt? I've never actually spoken to anyone in my life, so I can't really relate to this problem.
Welcome to the fucking podcast, Molly. Say you're talking to someone and say maybe you're interested in this person.
Ooh.
Maybe you've got a little bit of a quash. You're quashing on this person. You're widowy quashing on the person.
Oh my God.
And say that, you know, you're conversing and you ask them something like, what's your favorite color? And they say, green.
Oh.
And they don't ask you the question back.
Oh,
I hate that shit.
That's so rude.
And you know what? Unfortunately, the kind of people that do this, the name rhymes with Schmen or Schmales. And it seems to be these people that never fucking ask you the question back. What is that shit about? God. And then they always hit you with like, hey, this is going really well. I feel like you're such a good listener. Of course I am, because you were raised in a fucking barn and don't know how to ask me anything about myself.
And they literally just speak about themselves for 20 minutes and yep. then they're like, no one gets me like you, and you haven't even said anything.
Do you want to see like rugby trophies that I won when I was in like grade 12? That actually happened once.
No, yeah, So your problem is you've got a little bit of a quash, and this person, is this like is this one example, or is there a few little things where they're doing this?
I think, yeah, like lots of little things, and it's so not worth it. I know in my heart of hearts that it's so not worth it. And it gets to a point in the date where like,
oh, so this was a date?
Yeah.
Oh, that's grim.
I know.
Dull. And
there's not going to be any more dates.
Okay.
But there was like a point in the date where he decided to show me his like camera roll and was like going through.
What the hell?
Going through his camera roll and like being like, oh, this is me when I was overseas. This is me at my favorite restaurant.
Oh, he sounds so boring.
Yeah, and I was like, this isn't fun for me, just so you know.
No.
Like, I don't care.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I was like, I don't care to see your fucking camera on. He was like, but I'm sharing my memories with you.
You're like, I don't give a fuck. What's your favorite color?
Yeah.
That's so it was like very like one-sided. Like he was kind of.
Absolutely. Like, oh. And then it fizzled out because I did the Scorpio thing and was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm not going to ask you any questions about yourself. So then the conversation goes, hey, doing much today? Nah. How about you? Nah.
Oh.
Because I'm like, you're a little shit and you don't care about me. I know you don't care about me. Yeah. You think you like me, but you don't care about my favorite color.
It just sounds like he wants you to give a fuck about him.
Yes, exactly. Ugh, he gross. Wants to be mummied into a relationship.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. I think, like, I'm sure you're not the only person who's crushing on something. Are you still crushing on him?
Nah.
No?
No. I'm, like, pissed
off. Look me in the eye.
Look me in the eye.
Tell me the truth.
I think I'm, like, pissed off
that would piss me off.
Why doesn't anyone care about my favorite color? Aww, that kind of vibe.
Tanya, what's your favorite color?
It's pink. Aww. What's yours?
I don't have one. Wait, no, ask me.
What's your favorite color?
I'm going to be him. I don't know. I have to go.
I don't know. I don't know.
Probably
unresolved trauma.
Probably blue. I want to share with you my camera roll.
How shit is that?
That's so embarrassing. Like, why?
And, like, there's no easy way to get out of that date.
How long did it go for?
Like, 3-ish weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks? What?
Oh, like, not the date.
21 days.
But, like, I think we were seeing each other for 3-ish weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's not lit. Like, you
no,
ask...
No, he's not lit
You're so good at asking questions and being interested, and that's like...
Well, that's why you fucking ask questions, so that you can, like, bond over things and, like...
What's people... Are people just stupid? Yeah. So many people do that, though. Like, you'll be like, what's... Like, oh, like, how are you going? Like, what'd you do today? Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, oh, where's your job? Yeah. Or something like that. And they just are like, one-word answers, don't ask you back. It's like, okay, well, you know what, though? If you weren't romantically interested in him, would you be friends with him?
No. No.
Damn.
I absolutely wouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I saw this quote a while ago, and I'm butchering it now, but it's something along the lines of, like, giving a fuck is actually really cool.
Yeah.
Because there was this, like, period, I feel, or, like, maybe we go in and out of it, where it's, like, pretending not to care is, like, really cool and sexy and mysterious.
No.
But no. I love it when someone asks me a question.
Yeah.
And it can be the most mundane thing. Tell me your favorite pharmaceutical medicine. Like, just, like, tickle my brain a little bit, you know? It doesn't even have to be that deep. Like, what's your favorite day of the week? What's your favorite tooth that you have in your mouth? I don't care. Just ask me anything.
No, literally.
So that it can go back and forth, not just me asking you fucking questions like a psychiatrist.
Yeah. You don't want to be his literal...
And, like, I have diagnosed you as a piece of shit.
Oh, Slay. That's so funny. Well, I think you just solved your own ick. I think you did.
Yeah, I just needed to get that off my chest.
No, I'm glad you did. He sounds annoying.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
What's your favorite podcast? He'll be like, oh, I don't know. Gorgeous Greasy Problems, I guess.
And we'll be like,
yikes.
Don't listen to episode... Is this episode 6? 6. Don't listen to... I just looked at my producer. Anyway, Tanya, thank you for sharing that with me. That's
Thanks
really
for
good.
Listening. Love you.
Fuck him.
My next ick is when I tell people I'm asleep or away from my phone or computer, and then I'm chronically online.
Oh.
That's shit, because you can't react to their story. And then I watch their story.
And then you can't post anything.
Yeah, and it's always like my best friends, and I'm like, oh, I love you, babe. I'm off at work, or I'm going to sleep now. And then obviously it's another like 30 minutes of me mindlessly scrolling my phone. And then I'll reply to their story. I'm like, ha, 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 LMAO. That's really silly. And they're like, oh, how's work, X?
Ooh, I think the answer is to keep disrespecting people. I think it's really important sometimes to be selfish. And that's an example of being selfish. Me scrolling my stories, that's me time, babes.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of me time. And just because I'm online, I'm not online.
What I do with Instagram is between me and Instagram and nothing to do with you. And it doesn't change our friendship either.
No.
Period. There. I answer my own question.
Slay. Thanks. Thanks. All right. Lightning ick.
My next lightning ick.
Lightning ick. Lightning McQueen. Lightning McIck.
Lightning McIck.
Lightning McIck. That's hilarious.
Are you ready for this one?
Say the full thing. Lightning McIck.
Lightning McIck. Nice. Number 3 of the day. People that swing their arms too far when they're walking.
Ew.
Like a full 90 degree angle.
Ew. It's giving, like,
that one kid in high school that, like, can't miss, like, science class.
Ew. I was thinking it's giving, like, New York. Like, someone in going...
Hey, I'm walking here.
I'm walking here. Or just, like... Like, you know that song that's like, put on your Sunday clothes, there is lots of world out there, but after me, a tin and dime cigar. There's a song from, I think it's called Hello, is it Hello Dolly?
Newsies?
I think so. It's also Newsies. I don't know,
Seize the day.
I love Newsies, but I do imagine someone, anyone who swings their, like, wait, so you don't like it because they might hit you?
No, okay, it's more like... You know when people comment on TikTok videos of concerts and they're like, oh, this artist has absolutely no song where they need to be going that hard? And it's like Imagine Dragons and he's like got his shirt off and stuff and they're like, okay, Thunder doesn't clap that hard. But like you see this person walking on the street and I'm like, your gait, the speed at which you're walking does not warrant how much your arms are swinging.
Yes. I think we need to absquatulate, people who do that.
Yeah. And I think it's absquatulate. It's so obvious that your pace doesn't warrant your arms swinging at that stupid angle.
I think if you ever see someone doing this.
I hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy now. I think if you ever see someone doing that, trip them.
Yeah. All right. I will.
And then they'll fall in the gutter.
You useless perp.
And then you could say, hey, you're walking and you're swinging your arms while I was trying to have my coffee.
Put your arms down. You big numpty.
Put your arms down, you numpty. I'm trying to walk you with my coffee.
And that's America.
And that's a lightning McIck.
Get ready for problem number one. Take it away, Jess.
Hey, girlies. My social anxiety is absolutely rank. Whenever I'm in a new social situation and I have to make new friends, whether that be at a party, work, or other function of sorts, I just choke up. I'm so quiet and I don't speak unless spoken to. It's so annoying because all I want to do is speak. But my brain chooses to be so awkward and I end up feeling miserable afterwards. And sometimes after being around a certain group of people for a period of time, I get a ton of compliments or one of them will tell me that they were scared to get to know me at first because I appeared really confident. Me? Girl, I am so lame in every context. I don't understand how it's possible for really lovely, attractive people to have been intimidated by my presence upon meeting me, while I'm over here shitting my absolute pants. How do you guys deal with new social situations? Do you ever feel anxious like this? Thanks, Queens.
Okay. I'm going to cry.
That's really sad. Look.
It's wholesome.
It's really wholesome. I'm going to be honest. I have never experienced any sort of anxiety ever. So, like, I can't really relate to this because I'm perfect. I'm joking. I am the queen of being anxious.
Yeah.
Tanya, I'm going to pass to you because your reaction was wholesome.
All right, let's name this person firstly.
Anxiety Taylor. No.
What?
Anxiety-a. Like anxiety.
Okay, let's not like name the person what their problem with.
I'm going to hell. But what about like Billie Eilish?
All right, Billie Eilish. Cool. On our theme of like musical guests. Oh, Billie Eilish, hard relate, dude. This is okay. Shock horror. I don't know who's gonna. Maybe this is a bit of a pick me moment. Oh, what? Relating back to episode 5.
Ooh.
Bit of a pick me moment, but I feel like you wouldn't guess this about me when you first meet me, but I suffer from mad social anxiety. And you know how I've like learnt to deal with it is because I have a rotation of questions that I ask people because I've learnt it like a speech, like a monologue. And I just know how to cycle through them. And I've, you know, chatted with enough people that I know what like responses to feed back to them. It's like routine now, especially when meeting someone for the first time and when you're intimidated by them as well. Oh, that's hard. If you're attracted to them or you think they have like some higher status above you or something like that, and you don't know how to converse with them naturally, it's hard. And I relate to you. But, you know, a fun thing that you could try, and by no means am I like a speech therapist or anything like that, but something that really helps me is having conversations with myself. 1000%. When I'm home alone in the mirror, like brushing my teeth, having a shower, I will have the most like rancid conversations with myself about absolutely nothing. And like rapid fire as well, because then it forces you to think on your feet. And, you know, maybe you're not having like brilliant ideas every second, like brilliant conversational pieces. It can just be fluff words here and there, but it's at least forcing you to think on your feet. Another thing that a drama teacher taught me a while ago actually is to talk for 30 seconds uninterrupted about any random object or random thing. And the rule is you can't say the word or use fluff Ooh. Words like Molly.
That's really good. Well, I like those tips. Those are really solid. And first of all, I really empathize with you, Billie Eilish. All those tours. No, but like it must be really genuinely hard in situations. But just know, I think something I've learned weirdly from watching reality TV, because I watch a lot of reality TV, attractive people suffer. Like attractive people attractive people suffer. No, but literally, I think we sometimes think that people who are, you know, God's favorites in the looks department don't suffer, but they do. They do. And you know what? I know people who are hossies and they still struggle with, you know, fitting in social situations. So not that obviously it's a bit, you know, maybe a bit easier for them instantly because people might like them more on a kind of surface level basis, but it doesn't change that, you know, you can look anyway and still be anxious. But yeah, I'm really sorry you're dealing with that. And it's really frustrating when you know, it's not like you're self-isolating and don't want to get better. Like you know, it's a problem, but I mean, it sounds like Billie Eilish is gently approaching these situations, which is good.
Yeah. And what's really nice is that you've said, well, I mean, a credit to yourself is that after being in social situations with new people or big groups of people, people are saying to you that they were intimidated to get to know you. So it sounds like you're still putting yourself out there. And I would say definitely don't force yourself and be like social butterfly 101. Like, so what's everyone's favorite season of the year? Like, definitely don't push yourself. I think you're doing just the right amount. But also if you want, like keep that cool girl status and don't have to ask questions every 5 seconds or.
But also it's cool to care.
It's cool to care.
Cool to care. But also if you don't want to exude.
Yeah. Go past your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like dip your toe in the water. You don't have to swim the 100-meter freestyle straight away. Exactly. God, I'm good with like
analogies, yeah. The Olympics. You don't have to win that.
Oh, you can absquatulate the situation.
Ooh.
So be obvious in a social setting and just comment on the things that are presented to you clearly and plainly. You know, if you're at like a carnival with your friends, you're not going to stop the random stranger that you've just met in the group setting and be like, so, how are you fixing climate change? You know, just like be like, oh, what's your favorite ride at the carnival? It doesn't have to be something random.
Yeah, exactly. And also,
absquatulate.
I'm so excited to learn what that bloody word means. But I also think that gravitate towards the people who make you feel safe. You know, if you're socially anxious, it's really hard to feel like you belong. I also suffer with a lot of social anxiety. I have like my social anxiety translates in a way that I go outward where I talk at a million miles an hour, but I'm still really anxious. And it doesn't come across as if I'm actually not speaking, I'm like, good job. Cause I'm like, damn, I know, like usually in those situations, I'll get nervous and feel like I have to, I don't know, entertain and put on a show. But sometimes if I just, you know, stay silent. I'm actually walk away being like, damn, that was quite good. But yeah, I would ask yourself, are the friends you're hanging out with making you anxious? And that's a hard one because it's like maybe you just are an anxious person and it could be anyone and you could be anxious around them. Or is it possible that you need to find people who really make you feel comfortable? Do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And are you being, dare I say, forced upon these new social settings quite frequently?
Yeah.
Which you don't have to do. You know, you can stay around the people that make you feel close and comfy. And it doesn't always have to be large group settings either. But remember that it's cool to care, like Molly said. It's cool to care. Ask the questions that you're genuinely interested about. And also know that not everything is for everyone. Like, there are certain things you can keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't have to share absolutely everything about your personal life. And also, I'm curious if you yourself, Billie Eilish, when you meet other socially anxious people, I'm sure you give them the time of day and you're like, hey, I recognize that in myself. I'm going to give this person the space that they deserve.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're forcing it out of them or anything. If anyone's forcing it out of you, cut and run. That person sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love you.
Love you, Billie. And here comes problem number two. Let's get into it.
I don't know if I'm bi or gay. Does it matter or not really?
Taylor Swift. We'll do a...
Yeah, Taylor's a gender-neutral name.
Yeah, Taylor. All right, Taylor.
Taylor's good.
Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. Hey, Tay.
Tay-Tay. Hey. No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it truly doesn't. I'm curious as to why you think it would matter. If you are girly pop, I'm going to say two words for you, which will hopefully be life-changing. Master Doc. Read it.
Ooh.
It's online. Ha. It can help in many, many ways. Master Doc. For anyone at home who doesn't know what I'm talking about, you could just search... what is it?
Like? Master Doc PDF. Yeah. Sorry, just really quickly. Jess, our producer, is looking confused. Do you not know what the Master Doc is? Are you joking? Oh my
God. It's like gay Bible.
It's gay Bible. So it's this PDF online. It's a PDF online and it's basically kind of, it helps people decide whether they're bisexual or lesbian. And it's like, yeah, no, fair enough. But there's some people who are, it's like 60 pages or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's very intensive. It's really good. And I think it's, first of all, yeah, back to your original point. No, it doesn't matter if you are or not. Literally live your life. It's literally so fine.
Yes, definitely. And maybe even reading about other people's experiences, maybe on like online forums or something, or like TikTok.
TikTok. I was going to say TikTok, like, look up WLW, the hashtag, if you're a girly pap. And just, you know, go down and have a look, because I find a lot of the times in the comments, you know, you realize two things. One, you're not alone.
You are not alone, and your experience is not unique.
No. In the best way. Like, in the best way, other people are suffering, not suffering, but they're struggling with the problems that you're struggling with, and they, you know, will probably relate to you. So no, it does not matter at all. But if you, I get wanting to know.
Yeah. Sometimes it helps people to have a label.
Yes.
And maybe if you are male or non-binary, there are other people in the same shoes as you. But my golden rule for you, listener, what do we call them? Taylor Swift. Tay. Hey, Tay.
Hey, Tay.
You might, you know, read up on a couple of things now and be like, oh, I am definitely bi or I am definitely gay. That might change.
Yeah.
It could change in like a year, a month, 2 days, 2 weeks. And if it does change, that's okay. You do not owe anyone an explanation of why that changed or how often it changes, because it's your sexuality and it's no one else's to deal with.
Absolutely. And one more thing. If you are girly pop and you do think you're a lesbian, that is okay. I think it can be very scary I know for me it was really scary to realize, like, no, I'm not actually bisexual. Like, I am a lesbian. It can feel really isolating and, like, because a lot of people are bisexual and it's okay if you struggle with it for a bit as well. Because I think now there's so much, like, content of kind of queer people out there, which is great. But I think sometimes I feel like, oh, I shouldn't feel shame around it. Like, there's so many things out there that should make me feel like I should be accepting of myself and should 100% be, you know, happy within myself. But it's okay if you're struggling.
Yeah.
It's okay if you find it hard.
Yes, absolutely. And I would say absquatulate the situation.
What does that mean again?
Fuck, I don't know now how to relate. Okay, the clarity of the situation. You definitely have feelings within yourself. Homosexual.
That you want to make absquatulate. Is that right? For your context, that you want to make clear?
Yeah, like obvious and stuff.
And I absquatulate the people who make you feel sad. That means I hate the people who make you feel sad.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, listener, for sending that in. Thank you, Taylor. Now, we are going to turn to our producer, who is going to reveal the meaning of the word absquatulate, because I want to know, okay?
Who's reading it?
You read it, Tanya. Okay. Absquatulate means?
Absquatulate.
Oh.
I'm not wearing glasses.
To flee abruptly.
To flee abruptly. Okay, so... Neither of us has got
the problem right. To flee abruptly. So in a sentence,
that seems very like nymph-like. This is very like fairy, like flee abruptly.
You're a bit closer, I think. No, you weren't, but neither of us were close. But so absquatulate means to, so you need to.
Are we even pronouncing that right?
Are
could
we?
Be like absquatulate.
I'm assuming it's absquatulate.
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 Like, yeah, like absquatulate.
Yeah, like, of course. So, use in a sentence, absquatulate.
What about absquatulate? I saw my ex and I absquatulated. I flee abruptly.
Sounds like you fucking came.
I saw my ex and I just fucking...
nutted.
Dished a heavy load. We've got a cheeky bonus problem for you guys. Enjoy.
My ex situationship ran me over.
What?
That's kind of hot. Enemies to lovers. Back to enemies. I think, okay. So
that's a Lana Del Rey song. Yeah. My ex situationship ran me over. I was drinking cola lemonade. Your name is in the sky.
So it's definitely Lana Del Rey who sent this
in.
Okay, so Lana Del Rey. Our advice to you is make it a song.
Press charges, babe.
Yeah, babe. Yeah, so like, let's presume for half a second that this is real. So they ran you over.
How, bro? Like, give us any bit of description.
Is that all they said? Okay. So I'm going to presume you're alive. I think you need to absquatulate.
Did you absquatulate? Like, did you flee abruptly from the situationship and the situation? Because you can... Do you have, like, life insurance? Is there car insured? You should call the police.
Yeah, call the police, Lana. Lana's like, I'm gonna call the police.
But also, did you have to...
I'm gonna squatulate.
I love Born to Die.
I think we have no solution for this listener.
Did they visit you in hospital?
Yeah.
Did you go to hospital and, oh, are you maybe having like sympathy sex now afterwards back with them? Is it a fuck buddy? Like, are you like, oh, sorry, I ran you over with my car. Does that feel good?
Because they've given no detail, I can't help but feel like they meant ran me over as in like now they're just so incredibly distressed and not physically run over. I'm like, which one is it? They haven't given the context.
Oh, it couldn't, like, it might not be a car?
Yeah, it could just be, like, emotionally.
No, I think they ran them over with a car. I think they ran them over.
I think there's tire marks on their ass.
Vroom, vroom. Well, my advice is, call the police.
my advice is like road safety, babe. Kindergarten, lesson one, look right, look left. How the fuck did this happen? Unless they like, oh, did they like do this on purpose? There is help
I'm
out
so
there.
Confused.
Call the police. Call a lawyer.
Imagine getting run over by a car and then reaching over the gravel on the fucking road, picking up your phone and going to the Google form.
Oh.
And being like,
I'm going to send this.
I'm sending this into the podcast. I need to know.
Hard relate. I'd do it too.
Thanks. He runs over.
Oh, that's what we get next week. I just ran my ex situationship over with my car.
It's a love story, baby. Just say,
please.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hope that helped. We're really confused. I'm sure you're confused as well.
Call 000.
Call 000 or wherever you get your police. And please.
Green means go.
Green means go. Red
means
stop.
Slow.
If your situationship. Sorry, I just started crying. If your situationship did try to do this, maybe like just like maybe like block them.
Yeah, I that's a hard block for me.
Yeah, I think that warrants a block.
If they wanted to, they would. And they run you wanted over. To, so
if they wanted to run you over, they would. And in this situation, they did.
No, if they wanted to keep you safe, they would have. Oh. But they are not. So
yeah.
Cut and run, block, and 000.
If by any chance this is Lana Del Rey, I'm really excited for the new song, for the new EP.
Yeah, me too.
And you better mention our names.
Love you.
Bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem you want us to solve, please message us on Instagram at gorgegreasyprobs.
Or fill out our problem form that's linked in the description of the episode.
Ooh.
Bruh.
Bye, gorgeous, greasy girlies. Mwah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.